That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Good morning. Better put rocks in your pocket right now. It is windy out there.
And storms could get some fun ones during the overnight. I guess it's going to get down to freezing temperatures by Sunday. So
isn't that crazy?
For all of you backyard gardeners.
I know.
With your brown thumb.
Wiley, just...
you're going to have to get on your knees again and cover your azaleas.
I'm tired of being on my
knees.
On
your knees.
Freezing temps?
Yes, I know that's stupid. But then it's going to get back up next week. But yeah, Wiley just planted, and we just talked about it too. You're not really supposed to do it until Mother's Day, right,
that's
Molly?
That's the whole
that's
thing.
The deal.
Mother's Day is
rookie.
Like
you guys made a rookie move.
We do it all the time.
And now the tomato plants suffer.
Yeah, but there's no actually plants like that out yet. They're flowers and stuff like that that she planted, like tulips and
well,
beautiful
tulips
flowers,
you need to plant
right?
in the fall. Tulips you plant because they're bulbs. You plant them in the fall, and then they come up in the spring. If you're planting them now.
You remember, then you're supposed to tiptoe through the tulips.
Right. I hope you've done that.
Not yet.
They're going to die. It's like clapping for a fairy. If you don't clap, that poor Tinkerbell's not gonna last much longer.
What do you mean?
That was the thing. I thought that was like flipping
what?
Pigeons.
Clapping for a fairy?
Don't
like
you
the
remember
ghost.
In the in Peter Pan? Clap if you believe. Oh, Tinkerbell, she's going to die. All the kids are like madly clapping. They're like, oh, my God.
Did that bring the crocodile, too, though? What was to get the crocodile? The clock?
No, Captain Hook fed him an alarm clock so he could always hear him coming.
Always hear him coming.
Tick, tock, tick, tock.
So how did those, but didn't they, at the end, didn't they trick the crocodile into getting Captain Hook?
And didn't take his arm or something like that?
Yeah. How'd they trick him? They did something.
They did. I'm trying to remember how they tricked him.
Clap out that fairy?
Well, they clapped out the fairy because she drank the poison that was meant for Peter Pan.
Okay.
God, I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember any of it.
Is that another one of these Disneys that traumatized us, like shooting Bambi?
This is if you saw Peter Pan live in theaters. You didn't do it in a movie theater, but like if you went and saw the stage production, they would always be like, clap, clap. And all the kids are like,
really?
I just remember. You remember that crocodile bit was legit.
Yeah.
It was like they stole, or did Jaws steal that from Peter Pan? Dun. That's when you knew the shark was coming.
Oh,
yeah. That's when you knew it was coming.
You heard
you're right.
Clock click, and you were like, oh my God, there's a gator out there looking.
Looking
almost
to
makes
get
you a sympathetic of Captain Hook.
Yeah, until Captain Hook opens his mouth, and then you're like, you know what? I wish
was he problematic? He would have been canceled today.
Why was he so awful? I'm trying to remember.
He was a pirate captain. That was the whole idea.
Then we used to think pirates were bad. Now we kind of think they're superheroes.
Sure.
We make video games about them.
You know, it was Never Neverland. So he was in charge of the pirate ship. And so he was always trying to get Peter Pan. Those two were rivals. He was trying to kill Peter Pan.
Okay.
You know, you're like rooting for.
And you got to clap for the fairies.
Got to clap for the fairy.
Okay.
I just remember,
block that out.
In Training Day, they're flipping pigeons.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, that's how you signal that the cops are coming?
Okay.
Like Mike Tyson used to flip pigeons.
Yeah, what a crazy thing
and there's
that
some
was,
kind of clapping you do when they... We're all over the place, people. Cover your azaleas.
Yeah, it's cold.
And tiptoe through the tulips.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
All right, what's trending, Molly? What's coming up next?
Man, Red Lobster. Ooh. There is talk that they are considering Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. All right, we'll get to that next.
Here's what's trending.
Red Lobster could be considering Chapter 11 bankruptcy. There was a report in Bloomberg that the seafood chain is considering filing to restructure its debt.
Do people just not eat there? And I'm sure COVID wasn't easy on it. Be honest, when's the last time you guys did Red Lobster?
I'll go with you today if you want.
I'd go any day. You twist my arm. I used to take my nephew every year if he got grades at prep. We would do it. I love Red Lobster.
Dude, I haven't been to Red Lobster in, I honestly couldn't tell
That's
you.
That's the problem. You guys don't go. There's the one on 72nd, and then there was one out west on, what was that? 100?
By Oakview Mall, there's one still sitting there. And you know what? Every time I drive by it, there are cars there and there are people going in there. So it's still doing business.
So Molly,
here.
Well, what
it's
happened?
Also, don't you remember that they did that? They over-leveraged. Remember the bottomless, you know, shrimp or whatever
was a
that they had?
Yeah,
but that was a desperate,
something.
That was a Hail Mary pass to get some free advertising.
Yeah, but don't you, they said that they completely like that, like went out way that over was their skis.
That was a long time ago.
No, that was like back in the summer. I mean, it wasn't that long ago.
That was in the last calendar year.
Yeah, that was like a gambit that they made back in like fall. And then they did another one. Don't you remember? They just sold those recently. They just stole those all you can eat. Remember, there was like X amount of ones. I think they've been trying, but it is interesting because everyone's like, oh my God, Cheddar Bay biscuits. Like, that's the one thing that's gotten everyone like, I can't go without.
So they're saying... restructure and then stay open, right? The idea of bankruptcy, you just hose all your creditors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it.
It's not like we don't eat there anymore because we're worried about their credit score.
No.
We're like, I'll take another Corona and some cheddar biscuits.
Maybe they're dumbing down their product. Legs? Maybe they're dumbing down their product by doing buffet style, all you can eat. You know what I mean?
Well, it seems like they've been pushing just shrimp forever.
Yeah.
Right? Back in the day, they used to do all you can eat crab legs.
Mm-hmm.
No one there really goes for the lobster. You used to go there for the crab legs and the scrimps.
Yeah.
And the scrimps.
I think they're doing a shrimp thing now. I feel like I saw a commercial just recently.
And it's not a buffet. It's just you got to keep asking them. I mean, that's the thing. It's not, you got to hail them down and be like, I need another plate of scrimps.
That's what I mean. I didn't actually mean an actual buffet. Instead of just a meal, like, hey, it's a nice high class meal at Red Lobster.
Where's
my cheddar biscuits?
You can't even say
biscuits.
That without laughing. You're like,
well, remember, you come in and you're so excited. It's like you're at a theme park and they're like, they bring you biscuits and then they bring you a salad.
Always too much.
And they kind of slow boat you. They're filling you up, and you're like, "Where's that?" And they bring you that first plate. This was back in the day when it was all you could eat snow crabs.
Okay.
And you crush your plate, and then you're trying to hail her down, like, "Hey, let's do another one." And they're like, "Oh, you ready for another one? Okay, let's go on back and see what they can do for you." Stall, slow walk.
Takes forever.
Yeah. Good luck getting three plates. You have to be a monster. You're like, "Get me another plate now."
Like, I am not going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know the last time I've been. I laughed because last time I was in Honolulu by that hotel you're staying at, Molly, in Waikiki.
Yes.
There was a Red Lobster there.
There
was zero people in there.
How do you
right
go
on the
Red
shore.
Lobster when you're in Hawaii?
Exactly. I walked right by it. I giggled. I'm like, God, look, there's a Red Lobster right here and right by the ocean.
You think they long for the mainland, though?
I don't know.
If you're a local?
I don't know. But...
I mean, because at that point, you're just going in for, like, the sides and stuff like that. Like,
sure.
It's not necessarily like you're like, these guys have the best mahi-mahi. It's like you're going in because
you want the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yes. I mean, it's the same as, like, if you live in a city with great Italian food and you still go to Olive Garden. Like, you're like, I want to, you know what I mean? Like, you want the Olive Garden taste and experience. So I get that. But
the
at the same time,
Bay
like,
biscuits.
Yeah.
Don't you want Red Lobster now?
I kind of do. Have you guys ever bought the? I know that they sell the Cheddar Bay biscuit mix. I've always seen them in a store. And do they sell them in the frozen aisle, too?
Yeah, they sell them in the freezer section. I've seen that. But I've never gotten them.
Yeah, you can find them at Hy-Vee.
Okay. Have you gotten them? Does it taste the same? Okay,
100%.
All right, good.
My Red Lobster experience is crab legs, cheddar biscuits, and Corona beer.
Okay.
For some reason, they serve Corona at Red Lobster, and they, like, bring it in a boat.
Oh, like a bucket type of thing?
Of
beer?
The second bottle. They bring you, like, two at a time, they used to, and the one you haven't drank yet is in a boat.
Oh, cute.
Oh,
he's, like, on
cute.
His side. It's ready for launch.
Red Lobster, the seafood lover in you.
Let's do it. It feels so decadent.
It does. And they, of course, use real butter.
That might be my death row meal.
Really?
Red Lobster? Really? Yeah. That's a good topic here. What would your death row meal be?
We're going to give you their electric chair tomorrow. What would you like?
You would go for Cheddar Bay biscuits and maybe...
I would want crab legs.
Okay.
Crab legs, with the cheddar, with the biscuits and some cold beer.
I toured with a guy who, if there was a Red Lobster and it was his turn to pick a restaurant, he was always...
He'd like that?
Yeah. Because, like, we had to take turns. You know, you kind of vote on it most of the time. But if there was something where it was, like, special occasion or something like that one person would pick for everybody. And he took us to Red Lobster once. I was like, are you kidding me right now? Because he liked their New England clam chowder.
I was just going to look that up. I'm in this.
He loves their soup.
Clam chowder so badly.
He loved their soup. I was like, we're here for soup?
I'm sure.
I would go there in two seconds.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sure they're like, yeah, we get it at Walmart.
That's what I'm worried about. That the restaurants, because when I was down in Florida, I was eating it everywhere because it's all homemade, you know?
No, they're probably like, yeah, we get it at Walmart.
But here it's, I'm like, there's no way they're making this stuff from scratch. It comes out of a can.
If you go to like a Shucks or something, they're making that at us.
I hope so. Because I always get it there. I love their chowder there. So he would always get the clam chowder, huh? At Red Lobster.
That was, oh my God. I was like, Jeremy, he's like, you know, I saw that they had a Red Lobster when we were coming into town. I'm like, mother, I'll stay back at the hotel.
Like, you go to Red Lobster midweek for like a mid-afternoon lunch and look around.
Yeah.
It feels like everyone's having an affair. It just has this decadent feel of like we all took the day off. We all have a motel room somewhere.
And it's lunch.
This meal is either pre or post lovemaking. Yep. No one wants to make eye contact, but we all have a smile on our face. Say, yeah, I'm getting laid.
Red Lobster.
John Butterbuddy.
Channel 94.1, good morning. Talking about Red Lobster, that seafood. For the seafood lover in you.
Mm-hmm.
It's
filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Yeah, and I've always thought of that place as the place you take someone on the outs for the most part. You know, like last date meal, get yourself some lobster and then end the relationship. Yeah, I don't know why. I think I knew somebody that's what they did. That was their deal.
Yeah, but then you're not hungry when you're getting dumped, so it seems wasteful.
I always
who's got an appetite
prom place
at a breakup.
I know, but this is pre-breakup. You feed them,
they're softening the blow.
Yeah,
oh, you don't dump them that day.
No, you do, but
you dump them after dinner.
After dinner, you feed them,
get them a good belly full of crab, and then you're like, "This is over."
And you're like, "I don't care if you start crying because my face is shiny,
and I got a bib." Yeah.
Do they still hand the bibs out?
Yeah, they give you the bib.
Oh my God! Really?
I heart. Seafood. It's I heart something. I think it's I heart, and then it's just a lobster logo.
Really?
You know,
it's
lobster.
Not like RL? There's no RL on there? They don't brand it?
I haven't been in a while.
Yeah, we need to go there for sure. For sure. That's your last...
Yeah, to me, it's like a prom place. Like, to me,
A prom place, even. Okay.
Yeah, like, that to me is like you're planning your prom, and you're like, well, obviously, we need to get a reservation at Red Lobster. It just seems like that is just like they're going to have 8 tops. Just kids tipping terribly, and you're like, of course, they think this is, you know.
Remember, they still have the tank, the fish tank in the lobby with lobsters in it.
Mm-hmm. Do those lobsters get eaten? I wonder. I
mean, you assume.
You'd assume you get to pick one. You got to put
just
numbers
like
on them.
Just like you can go to the grocery store and find the lobster sitting in the tank.
Yeah, the one you want. Yeah, you're right. I guess you're right. Oh, how sad.
I'm just not a lobster person. I'm there for the crab legs.
I am not a lobster person either, Jeff. I just don't think it has enough flavor for some reason. I don't know what it is. I mean, I'll eat some lobster bisque, but I don't enjoy that nearly as much as I do clam chowder soup.
I like my soup. You're like, right. Yeah, you do.
Can I have a bowl of salt that smells like fishy?
Ooh, it's so briny.
If it doesn't have chunks in it.
It's like out of a can.
Like at Christmas, my sister-in-law, Jamie, makes legit lobster bisque with big, thick chunks
of
lobster that are in the, you know, the orange stew of the
bisque. Listen to me.
But like if you do store-bought, you can go to any store and get the ready-made bisque. A lot. It doesn't have any chunks in it. It's just.
No, you got to add the chunks. It's like at one given time, I wanted more. Clam in my clam chowder because I'll just eat in can, right? And so I bought some like clam in a can.
Yeah, you brought like extra clams.
And added that to it. It didn't taste the same.
Have
you ever ordered oyster stew anywhere?
Where did you bring clams with you?
No, I bought a can of clam chowder, and I got a separate can of just like the
I thought you brought a can of clams with you to the restaurant.
Dude, you're onto something.
Excuse me, I'm bringing my own clams. I find that you guys are kind of skimpy. They're like, you're a weirdo.
wonder if they would have a policy.
Yeah.
Why would they?
BYOC.
Oh, my God. You know those little containers, those plastic containers with lids that you put Jello shots in? I can put clam chunks in there.
That's disgusting. I hope it doesn't pop open in your pocket.
Please be that person.
I'm sorry, sir. Management asked me to ask you, did you bring your own clams?
Sir.
I'm doing it.
Guests at the next table are complaining. Did you bring your own clams? You stink.
I never thought of ever doing that. Oh, my God.
I mean, you can't bring a bottle of wine from the outside.
But that's different.
That, like, challenges their liquor license.
Yeah.
Is there a challenge to their food license?
This is just clam.
Well, if you get sick, it's them or the clams you camped in?
Well, then I would just take it at that point if I get sick.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't ever complain if I ever got sick anyway. But, Jeff, like, you like your stone ground mustards? That's what you need to be taking into the restaurant. Whenever you get a burger or anything, take some of that in the little container and use your own mustard.
I brought my own condiments.
Get a fanny pack. He has a fanny pack of his own hiked in.
You got some spicy, like little spicy pickles.
This might be a hot honey situation. Let me see what's in the fanny pack.
And then you're like, I think those clams have turned. Then you got to stumble out into the lobby like you're trying to make a run for the bathroom and get sick in the fish tank.
That's like the movie.
Party's that guy waiting up at the host stand that all the servers are talking about. Like, God. I had him last time.
Yeah.
No dibs. Seriously.
You're going to take him. We got what's trending coming up next. Molly, what's going on?
Most stressful time of the day. Experts believe that they have narrowed in on what it is and maybe what you can do about it.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.